Philip Vincent to the summit.
Thank you so much. Hi, guys. How are you today? We're going to learn about something new in real estate. How often do you hear that? It's not very often, right? It's always a regurgitation of a product that's been around for a long time. We hear it all the time. So I hopefully will wow you guys with something new today. What I do is not trendy or sexy. I'm in my own way, I can already tell. But it's something that's going to be relevant for the next 20 years. So if any of you have businesses right now that are based on text message blasting, and you know that that's going to be a thing of the past here very, very soon, you want to look at what your marketing is to the world, right? Are you thinking about the business that you're building? Do you think about the people that you help? So today we're going to talk about something that's very fulfilling, but it also will connect you to the best real estate leads that I've ever found in 22 years in this business. And I will take the Pepsi challenge with anyone on the type of leads that they work. So I'm glad you guys are here to learn about something new. This is not about how much money you can spend. It's not about outspending your competition, but it's about building, I lovingly call them oil wells or relationships in senior living with the right people so they use you as a tool to help them with their business, for them to make more money with the clients they already have. And they are going to stay in senior living, and you're going to stay in real estate. So I'm not asking you to become, and let's be clear out of the gate here, guys. This is not a lesson in building a what's called a residential assisted living community. You guys know what those are, RALs? That is not what we're talking about right now. But everyone that moves into those communities, big or small, that is the flashpoint when these families need to unlock their equity out of the home to pay for the care. So let's get started. You guys ready? I'm Philip Vincent. I'm a senior transition specialist. What does that mean? We're going to talk about that today. I'm also an investor and a real estate agent. An investor and a real estate agent is not the way you want to go about this business. And you might be sitting in the audience going, well, great, I'm an investor, I'm a realtor. When you hear the word investor outside of these walls and in the senior living world, all they hear is doo-doo, doo-doo. Thank you. A shark. That's what they hear. And when you say you're a real estate agent, that might even be worse, because that's the way they've been fixing this problem for the past 35 years. And we're going to learn today why our value prop is better for the family, the community, and daughter Judy. Who is daughter Judy? That's the adult child that's helping their parent, mainly a mother. That's why it's called Mom's House. Move into senior living. Women outnumber men 7-1 in senior living. So for all you men out there, it should be a goal to be a single man in senior living if you can make it there. You have plenty of dance partners. I am obviously not a polished speaker. I do this for a living in St. Louis. I've been doing this for 10 years. Back in 2011, I started this. I was on Bigger Pockets in 2014. Have you guys heard of that podcast? Let's talk about that name for a second. If you're a senior, does the name Bigger Pockets, is that what you want for your senior? They're the biggest podcast in our industry. How investors present ourselves to the world, I'm going to challenge you guys today to think about, why is that word investor cool to us? And is it cool to the people that we're trying to help? If we're in the, some people are transactional and some people are actually there to help. And so I'm a senior living specialist. I want to share with you how you can be one as well and how you can help the families in your local market to unlock the equity out of their house so they can pay for their mom's care. I'm going to keep you guys here for less than an hour, too. I've got an hour and a half, but let's do this for about an hour, and then we will do questions at the back. I'm going to wipe out the notion today that you have to spend thousands of dollars a month to be a successful real estate investor. Have you guys ever gone to seminars and find out you're going to need to spend $5,000 to $10,000 a month on whatever they taught you? We're not going to do that today, right? In fact, I'm going to show you how to build a successful business where the best leads in our industry come to you for free. Does this look like your last marketing campaign that you did? How many of you here do direct mail or have ever done direct mail? Come on, that's it? Oh, come on, guys, direct mail. You've never done it? Is it more successful today than it was in the past? What's happening? Everybody's doing it. You're one of 38 people doing the same direct mail campaigns, right? Does this data set sound familiar? Over the age of 65, have lived in the house at least 20 years and they have 100% equity. Why would you guys mail to that list? Why would you mail to that specific list? It's in the attempt or the hope that they need to sell their house. You're trying to narrow down your focus to that flashpoint of when they need to sell. Direct mail is truly a spray and pray method, right? If you turn on direct mail, the only way for it to work is for you to also never turn it off. That's what they teach you, right? I've got a friend that runs one of the biggest print mail companies in the United States for real estate investors. 90% of the time, people do one direct mail drop and stop. 9 times out of 10. Why? They didn't get the results that they wanted, right? And so I want to think about the business that you're building. When you drop money on pay-per-click, direct mail, all these things, do you lay on your pillow at night and go, man, I sure hope I get that money back? Have you guys ever done TV or radio or billboard? Why not? It's actually a really great way to build a business. It's because of the cost of entry, right? They'll tell you need to spend $25,000 a month. And really in marketing, we should think about to ourselves, if we get the return, it's probably worth it. But all of us, why are we all not doing billboard? It's because of the cost, right? So today we're going to talk about something where you can drive your marketing costs down to zero. And I want to make you this promise. If I show you guys a way to work less hours, drive your marketing budget down to zero, and I still helped you make more money, would you guys take me up on that opportunity? That's what we're here for today. I'm Philip Vincent. I've got a life by design. I've been doing this for over 10 years. I talk to about 10 families a month, and I buy 3 or 4 houses. I'm in the St. Louis market. My average profit's about $17,000 per house. But I work about 10 hours a week. When I talk to people that do cold calling, it gives me cold chills. But why does everybody start there, right? The cost, the barrier to entry is pretty low. Same with bandit signs. It's literally called bandit in the name. When's the best time to put out a bandit sign? Why? Why put it out in the middle of the night? So you don't get caught. You're going to use your own cell phone number, right, on bandit signs? What do you use? Burner number. Why would you do that, bandits? Why would you do that? Does your marketing efforts make you feel like you need to take a shower after you're done? I want you to think about the business that you're building, right? Nobody's mad at Nana that she has to move into senior living. Daughter Judy is having one of the roughest times. That family, guys, families that get along don't get along during this whole process. It's one of the toughest times. So who is this training for today? It's for people that want to build a life that's a little bit easier. If you guys want to do 200 deals a year, you could with this method. I'm just saying I want you to really think about the life that you're building. I'm wearing the most Gene Guarino shirt I own. You guys know Gene?
Yes.
You saw his picture on the... Tomorrow's not promised to anyone, guys. I was at Gene's funeral last week. He's my mentor, right? It's not promised to anyone. And he had the world by the short hairs, right? And so what senior living has taught me, as it goes with real estate, is you don't get old. And if you do, better make sure you have a lot of money, right? So here's how I see the problem is with real estate investors today. All real estate investors, they're doing the same marketing tactics, right? Am I in the way there on your picture? Sorry about that. When competition increases, your costs go up and your profits go. Thank you. Do you ever feel like you're only as good as your last marketing ad spend? If you guys turn off your marketing today, how long would it be till no one called you back? Be pretty quick, right? You know the day your direct mail hits, right? Take me off your list, right? You know the day it hits. Are you guys building something sustainable? You're only as good as your last marketing ad spend. I want to grow, Phil. I want to do more. I talk to so many investors. I spend $500 a month, right? And I don't do any deals. I do $5,000 a month. Maybe I do one deal. Why are we not turning up that? It's because it's a marketing machine. How many got into real estate thinking they were getting into real estate and they realized very quickly they were in the marketing business? Right? We're all in the marketing business. How we put this out to the world. The startup cost, the amount of employees you need to get to 100 deals a year. When I talk to people about this Mom's House program, they always say, I want to own the whole state of Utah. And I'm like, do you really know what you're asking for there? It is the desert. And skiing. There's skiing there as well. Did you? Who is this training for? It's for investors that want to have the best leads come directly to them at no cost. On the left, you'll see how my leads come to me. It's mainly via text or an email. So Jeff and Sharon are placement agents. Who knows what a placement agent is? A couple. A placement agent is like a real estate agent for the senior living world. If you got a text right now from your brothers or sisters that said, "Mom just fell down," and this is how this goes, by the way, "Mom just fell down again. This time she's going to have surgery, and in 3 weeks when she gets out of rehab, she cannot move back home." What do you do? What would you do? Because that's going to happen to all of us, guys. You remember the stat when she was announcing 7 out of 10 Americans are going to live in some sort of assisted care before they pass away? 7 out of 10. When people say, "Phil, what a great little niche you have there," I always chuckle a little bit because you don't understand the numbers yet. Probate is the little niche. That's the people who didn't prepare their lives, and it goes to probate, and someone's passed away. In this pre-probate scenario, it's completely different because they're trying to unlock the equity to pay for mom's care. So Jeff and Sharon, "Hey, Teresa, allow me to introduce Philip Vincent. He's helped many of my families that we work with by purchasing their houses with no realty commission." I'm not. She didn't present me as a real estate agent, right? "No closing cost, and you don't even have to fix it up, right? This helps make cash available months quicker than having to invest in repainting, flooring, upgrades to get the house ready for the sale." The people in senior living that I built relationships put me on a pedestal. Philip is the guy to go to for real estate. He helps with the house and the stuff. So in that moment when mom moves, needs to move into senior living, there's a three-legged stool. Where is mom going to get the best care? What are we going to do with the house? What are we going to do with the stuff? The stuff is a bigger deal, and we'll have a little bit of time today to talk about the stuff, but in my three-day training in my office, we go very deep into what the stuff means for the family. It's a bigger deal than you guys realize, and you need to make it a big part of your business to eliminate that. To be clear, I'm not asking you to get in the stuff business. American Pickers makes it look cool, but that's not what we're talking about today, guys. We're still talking about buying real estate. This training is for people that have a desire to help others while making a great living. To be very clear, Ben and I, my partner, we really care about who's in the Mom's House program. I wish we didn't have to. It'd be a whole lot simpler just to say, "Here's the best leads in the industry from a national level. Who wants to buy them?" But we can't. Because what one action somebody does in Albuquerque could resonate through the whole Mom's House family. Guys, if you've not done a deal, that doesn't mean you're disqualified for this. It's about your heart condition. Empathy. This might be the first only time you hear this week. "I think my product is better suited for females than it is for men. But I've been highly successful at it as a guy. But the reason why is empathy." And I'm being stereotypical. When Ben and I, pre-COVID, I know that seems like a long decade ago, we used to do our trainings. We would go on a live field trip into senior living communities, right? And the women would be down, "How are you doing today? You know, it's good to see you." And the men would be over in the corner like this, with their arms folded and be like, "Can we get out of here?" Do we think about who we help, right? This is a perfect opportunity to get into real estate and build something sustainable where the best leads come to you. And I want to show you how to do that today. If you're thinking about how do I separate myself from other investors in my market, this is it. And all of your efforts that you do come back to you over and over and over again. I truly don't know the lifetime value of my relationships yet because I still do deals with those people today. We talked about this stat. 7 out of 10 Americans over the age of 65 are going to live in assisted care before they pass away. Now, some Americans have a lot of money, right? But most Americans don't. Have you ever heard the stat? Most Americans can't do a $400 repair on their house if they had to right now. When that doctor tells you that, "Hey, mom can't move back home, you know, dad passed away 8 years ago and she's been doing the best she can," and the community we take her to, do you take mom to the nicest community you can find or the cheapest? You guys like your moms, right? The nicest community you can find or the cheapest? Why would we do that? I call it the prettiest chandelier. We pick the place with the prettiest chandelier. Places that look like this ski resort thing that we're at right now. I want to be clear right now, the most expensive does not mean mom's going to get the best care. That's for our own guilt. That massage parlor that they have, that's for daughter Judy to feel good You know, her mom doesn't even like to get massages, but those things that are in these ski resorts are for our own guilt. So we find out that the cost of that care is $8,000 a month, and mom has a $2,000 income coming in. What in that moment is the family going to realize? They need to sell the house. Right? They're going to need to sell the house. There's about 8,200 houses a day that are in this situation. That's a lot of market, guys. I want you guys to think about this as something like, man, why didn't I think about it? And if you have thought about it, I guarantee you would have done it the way I did back in 2011. With my personality, I walked in the front door and say, I'm Philip. I'm a real estate investor, and I buy houses from old people moving into nursing homes. That's what people think I do, guys. I said at least three things in that sentence that are very wrong that will get you kicked out of the communities you're trying to break into. To be clear, I'm not giving you a 40-hour-a-week job here. You can build these relationships in about 3 to 5 hours a week because they congregate, they network, just like we do in real estate. They network the same way in senior living. You do not have to have 10 years experience in real estate to be successful at what I do. You do not have to have a real estate license to do what I do. If you have real estate experience, great. If you have a real estate license, great. Here's what I want to ask you guys a question right now. Inventory is a problem, right? But what about this? The Wall Street Journal just put out the article, okay, boomers, who's going to buy your 21 million houses? Over the next 20 years, about half of the real estate in this country is owned outright by these boomers and their parents. This transfer of wealth, not only from a business perspective that they own, but their houses are going to be sold. The wave is starting right now. You're not too late. Don't you hate it when you figure out something great too late? You didn't. You're here right now, guys. You chose to come here, and thank you for being here, right? We're looking to find people that can help us nationwide with this situation. Who's going to buy your 21 million homes? I'm going to show you a system to where you can be the person that gets those leads to come to you directly. And I hope you know with the right training that this can be a continual lead source for you guys for the next 20 years. This is not a fad, right? We keep hearing there is no inventory. Yet 21 million boomers are going to be selling their houses over the next 20 years. That's over a million a year, right? I don't need a million. I'd like to buy close to that, but I don't need all a million. That's why I love this industry. I've been in real estate for 22 years now, and I've been doing real estate for over 11. And so I feel like I'm just as much in senior living as I am in real estate. And if you position yourself the right way, you could be that same way, a senior transition specialist. So what's the worst case, guys? If you don't hear me out today, you know, all that's going to happen is you're right back where you are right now. You're going to continue to spend to win, right? Your marketing budget is $3,000 a month. I need to get it to $6,000. It's $10,000 a month. I need to get it to $20,000. You know, Ben and I are part of, you guys have heard of Collective Genius, right? The upper echelon of real estate investors. You have to do 50 deals a year to even qualify. There's guys in there doing 400 deals a year. They're spending $150,000 a month on marketing. You know what their big takeaway has been recently? Relationships. Like, we pay $30,000 a year for that? Wow, okay. Relationships. It's because they've spent every dollar they can on all the other ways in their market. But what they've forgotten to talk about, and why we're here today, is they suggested making relationships with real estate agents and other wholesalers. What's the problem with real estate agents and other wholesalers? They're in the real estate business just like you are. It's really hard to keep a relationship with a real estate agent for very long when they realize how much money you're making. They're going to start doing it themselves. It's really hard to keep a wholesaler's attention for very long when they realize how much money you're making because they're going to do it themselves. The great thing about the relationships that we build in senior living is 10 years from now, 20 years from now, they're going to always be in senior living and I'm going to be Philip the real estate guy. They're not my competition. Here's a free piece of advice in senior living networking. Memorize their name and what they do, but not where they work. Why? We were having a discussion at lunch today. There's a 60% turnover annually in this business. Why? Why is there so much turnover? There's a lot of reasons, right? You can probably get an easier job than taking care of seniors for the same amount of money, one. The other reason is that they're building new communities everywhere you look. those new communities. If you guys built a residential assisted living community, would you want newbies or people that already had experience to work for you? So you're going to pick off and poach. Guys, there's so much growth in this, 60% a year. You guys want to know something really, really sad? We're going to be positive most of the day. But let me tell you something really sad about the big box communities. They teach them to not make relationships with your mother or father, so that way you don't have undue influence over the community. Did you guys know that? They don't want the caretakers to get to know your parents, because let's say Betty's the best caretaker in town and she decides to go across the street to the new community, she might take 30 people with her. And at 7, 8, 9, 10 grand a month times 30. You see the math there? How sick is that? I'm going to show you something that does not have much competition. Investors don't take the time to build these relationships that we're talking about today. You know, we already kind of covered this, but I think when people hear senior living, they think about what Gene does, right? Which is taking that five-bedroom home and turning it into a residential assisted living community in your town. By the way, my mom's only 64, but if I had to move her into a community, it would not be a big box, right? It would be a small one, because I would like to get to know who's taking care of my parent. This little-known niche is hidden in plain sight. For those that think, oh, I've had that thought, you were probably going to do it the way I did, where I walked in and said, I'm an investor, I'm a realtor. And that's not the way to do it. We're going to learn today that realtors are not always the best option for these families and why. So what I want to present to you guys today is a clear plan on how to get into real estate, but you're really not sure how to get started. This could be a great niche for you. I really feel like with people's marketing budgets looking like this, it's not a good time to put out a lot of money into your marketing efforts just to see, right? It sounds risky or a gamble to do that. You know, we think we're all in the real estate business, but really we're in the marketing business until our phone rings, right? I want you to stop making this business so hard. I really like this. Don't cling to a mistake just because you spent a lot of time making it, right? Right? But we all do that. Here's why Ben and I need you, guys. We have national relationships in senior living that are trusting us with these daughter duties, with these families. Am I balking? Are you guys can see that okay? I'm a big guy. Better door than a window, they say. We have these national relationships. We have hundreds of leads coming in nationwide, and I pretty much just cover the St. Louis market. And so I'm looking for senior transition specialists to be trained by me in my office for 3 days in St. Louis. And we're going to talk about what it becomes to get that certification with us today. We need help to serve these families who are transitioning their parents into senior living. It's one of the most dramatic, traumatic times of their lives. We can't be everywhere at once, right? I serve the St. Louis market pretty well, but there's more opportunity than we have the hands for. We need a bigger boat. We work with companies like this. NPRA, the National Placement Agent Association, the Alzheimer's Association, Caring Transitions, Caring.com, many others. So what is a senior transition specialist? What do they do? Well, there's somebody that builds relationships with key stakeholders in the senior living world. People like placement agents, downsizing experts, aid and attendance benefits providers, geriatric care managers, social workers, care managers, financial advisors, financial directors in senior living. The list goes on. Administrators, right, anyone that's in that sales process. When I first started back in 2011, I would take a lunch with anybody that said yes to me, which means I took a lot of lunches with the wrong people. Now, it gave me my at-bats, right? I'm from St. Louis. It's always baseball references for me. But it got me my at-bats to know who to talk to. What my system's going to show you is how to not to waste your time, but to go faster than I ever got to do back in 2011. What do you do with this lead flow? What do you have to do with this lead flow? Can you keep it as a rental when you have these houses come to you? Yes. Can you wholesale it? Yes. Can you rehab it and sell it? Sure. What you do with the houses is up to you. Having your own lead flow puts you in the driver's seat, right? I talked to 10 of you. You'll have 10 different opinions on how you want to do this business. That's fine. But what the problem that I see is where are the best leads coming from? How can I get in front of these leads? Philip, I don't have any money. I can't buy any houses. Well, guys, we have nationwide buyers. These hedge funds are craving houses right now. And so, you know those late-night commercials that said, you don't have to have money and credit to make money? That's true in this real estate business if you know who to sell it to. So our nationwide buying network, you could sell these houses into our own network. Why become a senior transition specialist? You get to set your own hours. Everyone you work with is thankful. They might be sad, but they're thankful. What do I mean by that? You guys ever worked divorce leads? Is that fun? How about probate, right? They're good leads from a real estate perspective. But let me just clearly tell you why probate are my second favorite leads. If me and you are brothers and mom's passed away, we're going to fight for every dollar because it's our inheritance, right? But when mom moves into senior living, it's the only time I've ever found that they don't really care if they get 92 grand or 88 grand, 96 grand for the house. That money's going to sit in an account until it's gone, and then Medicaid will kick in. It's the only time I've ever found where that's the case. It's more about, do they know, like, and trust you? And when these relationships get referred over to you from someone they're getting their mom's end-of-life care from, you can see how powerful that is, that transfer of trust. No more awkward cold calling. I don't really have to negotiate very hard. These people, it's weird. Another reason why we care so much about who's in our program, when they get referred from somebody they're trusting, it's almost like they think they have to sell it to me. Like when the elder care attorney says, call Philip, he's the guy. There's a lot of power in that because that elder care attorney said, Philip's the guy to talk to. You're truly helping people. If you're just a transactional person and you just want to buy the list and not build the relationships, this is not the right business for you, to be clear. This is about helping others. And if you do that, the money will come. Why become a senior transition specialist? It's something that's sustainable. I have a business right now where my leads come to me directly and I don't pay for them. And they're the best leads in the industry. I buy about 30 to 40 houses a year and have for over 10 years. This industry is growing like no other in real estate. If you see the mom's house shirts walking around, on the back they say 10K a day. What's happening 10,000 times a day? Anybody want to guess? People are turning 65. Even more startling is that 12,000 people a day are turning 75. Would you like to be first to market for once with something, this new idea? Would you like to have a business that's fulfilling to help others? This business is great money, and there's multiple profit centers in it, and I'm going to share those with you today. Plus, it's something you can be proud of. I'm not bashing bandit sign guys, but I kind of did a little bit earlier. But it's not something that, it's a different type of real estate, right? When you're at the Thanksgiving dinner and you get to tell your brother-in-law that you're helping seniors, it sounds a little bit different than I'm a real estate investor who puts out bandit signs, right? Do we see the difference there? Did you guys know that moving mom or dad into a senior living community, the average monthly payment is over $6,000 a month? So if you get that call today, who's going to pay? Are you the affluent brother? Do you get to shoulder that burden, right? Some families have a lot of money in the bank, but most do not. Most families have to sell the house to pay for care. These families have to liquidate their assets before they can qualify for certain government programs like Medicaid. I look at Medicaid like I do food stamps, right? If you don't have money, you should get food stamps. If you do have money, you shouldn't get food stamps. If you do have assets, you shouldn't get my Medicaid dollars. But if you sell the house and spend the money down, that's when Medicaid kicks in. Did you know that this usually happens quick, like a sudden occurrence? It's usually a fall. Did you guys know that the communities don't actively help? They are passive. They are in the care business. They're not in the real estate business. They really think that realtors are the only option. Why? Because that's the way it's been done for the past 35 years. You guys want to write down a sentence that can make you $100,000 or more? Do you ever have a situation where they want to move mom in, but they can't until they get the house sold? It's usually met with a chuckle. They're like, Philip, every day, that's what we do here. Are you working with anybody that's going through that right now? It's usually met with one or two answers. Yeah, I've got two families that need this service right now. I ask for this sale on the second sentence that I say. Sure. Do you ever have a situation where they want to move mom in, but they can't until they get the house sold? Followed by, are you working with anyone that's going through that right now? I love to ask questions I already know the answer to. If you're an executive director of a senior living community, do you think occupancy is important to you? Do you think your bonus is paid on occupancy? When they chuckle at me that they know that this is a problem, they're saying, yeah, I would love to have help with this, right? My families are going through this. Here's what they're going through. Anybody tell me, we're near Kentucky here, aren't we? Like 20 minutes away? So we got a lot of horses. What's happening in this picture right here? That's daughter Judy. She's being quartered. We'll focus on the quartered, not the drawn part. Top left is her mother. When you take your mother out of her forever home, they always say, Mom didn't like that. And I'm like, no fooling. You took your mom out of your forever home. No one's going to want to do that. I think if your kids called you today and say, Mom, we're taking you to senior living for 24-hour care. It's not, right? Mom's not happy. She usually just had a surgery. She's getting acclimated to her new community. Top right, that's the community. They want to know how you're going to pay them $8,300 a month for mom's care. You know how much paperwork is involved in that? Bottom right's the brothers and sisters that live out of town that question everything that daughter Judy is doing. Daughter Judy cannot make a right decision. Bottom left is daughter Judy's wife and kids that are still back at home. Guys, daughter Judy didn't prepare for this full-time job that she has all of a sudden. When I help daughter Judy, when they sell me their house, I see the weight come off of her shoulders. I see it. They're getting pulled from every direction. They don't know what to do. They're scrambling. It's called crisis mode. In senior living, there's task force that get together to help these situations. One of the biggest things that they need to do is how to understand how to pay for long-term care. In fact, if you guys will come into the library this week, we have a free book that my partner wrote, Ben, that's called Paying for Long-Term Care. We want to give that to you guys for free. Just go take a picture of it with your, it's a QR code, and we will send you that book. In that book, the word mom's house is not spoken one time because it's truly a give back to the industry. People are overwhelmed, guys. Everyone feels like they're on an island when they go through this, and we are shining a big, bright, shiny light on the fact that there is help out there for them. Now, when you meet daughter Judy, you're going to want to know how to help her, right? So when you go to the house that mom owns, every house we buy looks just like this, right? Have you guys ever seen a house on crack? Do they look more like this when we show up or more like this? So remember that we got the bad news. Mom fell down. She's going to have to move out. We put her in the place that we find, the most expensive place we can find. We realize we're going to need to sell the house. The last straw sometimes is the real estate agent. What's the first thing a real estate agent is going to say when they show up to the house? They're going to say, clean this place out. What do you guys call a hoarder that you like? An aggressive collector. Thank you. I coined that two years back, and I love it. Mom wasn't quite a hoarder. She was a bit of an aggressive collector. It's a nice way to say it. Did you guys know on average that the adult children live about 400 miles away? I don't like to rehab houses across town in St. Louis, let alone me trying to do that in Cincinnati when I'm in St. Louis. Who's going to pay for the rehab? It's a rhetorical question. But mom needs money in that moment, right? But who's going to pay for the rehab? Is it my affluent brother? Does he get to pick out the kitchen color then too? That's a great negotiating tactic, guys, for any deal you do. We might rehab it ourselves. You guys ever heard that line before? What color kitchen are you going to install here? What? No, what color kitchen are you going to? I haven't even thought about it. Well, what's selling today? I don't know. This is what the real estate agent wants to happen. They don't want to have a listing of a house like this. The market is good right now, yes? But you have to get the house to the market. The stuff, let's talk about that for a second. Daughter Judy's so overwhelmed. A lot of times they want, you know, mom's moving from 2,000 square foot down to a 12 by 14 room. She needs to get rid of 99% of her stuff. We can't throw dad's stuff away. My brother's got to fly into town. They think it's going to be so easy. Everyone's going to fly into town. We'll divvy everything up. We'll rehab it in one weekend and we'll go on with our lives. Like HGTV did it in 30 minutes, right? And what happens is they get there on that Friday. You know, it took them 3 or 4 weeks to even get everyone into town because they have to be fair, that fair word. Then they open up a box of pictures. You ever open a box of pictures? And I went that day. Right? All right? There's nothing better than me catching that family on the third weekend of them taking stuff out of the basement up to the dumpster. I'm like, what are you guys doing? You know, very, very quickly, the heirlooms leave. That's gone the day one. I don't see that too often. But what's left over is stuff. So that's a bit of a hoarder. But is this house retail ready? It's 11,000 square foot. Every inch was cubic foot tall. I remember my heart racing in this thing because it felt, I was like, this is crazy, you know? 11,000 square feet. He was a brain surgeon. Do you know what I'll never forget about this house? It was the daughter who said, Philip, I can't stand anything in that house because 17 years ago when my mom died, my dad's been doing this retail therapy ever since. So every possession in that house only makes me think of my dead mother. Do we think about who we're buying our houses from and who we're helping? With what we do, guys, the growth is obvious, right? How many senior living communities are in your town? Have you guys done the search yet to find out? There's over 200 in St. Louis. I probably have relationships with 10 of them. So when that guy says he wants to own the whole state of Utah with mom's house, I always laugh. Well, I go, I'm 11 years in, right? And I'm fat and happy. I could have more relationships, right? But I have a life that I like. I close a high percentage of these leads. People say, Philip, you're good at negotiating. Maybe. I really think it's because I don't work crappy leads. Long-term care spending in 2012 was $219 billion. By 2040, it's going to be $346 billion. You want to see a glaring stat? That's people over the age of 85 in the year 1960. About a million. Look what's happening right now by the year 2060. You guys see that? The growth is obvious with what we're doing here. It's coming for the next 20 years. If you're thinking about getting real estate and you're not sure how or you've been doing this for 20 years, you mainly work from home. You go out and you network with these people, these stakeholders in senior living. I spend about maybe 1 to 8 hours of work on each house. It's probably about three. It's probably my average. And I make between $15,000 and $20,000 on my deals in St. Louis. Let me be clear. I almost wholesale everything at this point. So if I'm making $15,000 or $20,000, that means I'm also selling it to someone else who's rehabbing it and making probably $20,000 to $30,000, right? So I could, my average could be much, much higher if I chose to rehab everything. I don't do that. That's how I run my business. If you guys say, I love to rehab, great. Whatever your strategy is, great. This is just a lead source to feed whatever businesses you're building. You're not the doctor who gave them bad news. You're not the finance director who told them that it's $8,000 a month. You're not the clean-out company. You're not the realtor who said, hey, we got to get this place fixed up before we can list it. You get to come in as something different, someone that's there to take care of the stuff and to buy the house. A stat about St. Louis that I find interesting is probably similar here in Ohio, is that the average estate sale in St. Louis generates between $3,000 and $5,000 in revenue, with a cost to put that sale on of about $3,000 to $5,000. So I didn't say dad stuff is worth zero. I think it's worse than that because of the time and effort it took to get to the zero. Right? And that's the stumbling block of why it takes 3 or 4 months before they can even get to the rehab to get the house fixed up and back on the market. Do you know how many times I've seen people, they move mom in quick, and then it took 8, 9, 10 months to realize the equity out of the house. They took the hard road. Then they just gave all that money back to the community because they were behind. Guys, if you knew you had 28 months left with your mom, this is on average, would you spend any time rehabbing the house? You wouldn't, right? You'd spend every waking minute you could with your parents. This is Lisa. She's out of Wisconsin. And she goes out and networks as a senior transition specialist. I normally have a video here, but basically it said that line that you I repeated to you. Do you ever have a situation where they want to move mom in? And she was standing there in the house she had just rehabbed. The family's request was, can we come see the house after you've rehabbed it? And the seller came in, and she came flying back to the room that she grew up in because she wanted to see what had happened with that house. Do you guys ever walk into the house and say, we're going to tear this wall out, or I'm going to open this up? You shouldn't be doing that. You're buying someone's forever home, and it should mean, you should be grateful that you're there, right? How big of a deal is it that they get to they're going to sell the house that has all their memories, good and bad, right? Buying people's forever home is a big deal. We have these leads coming in nationwide, and I need help. That's why I'm here with this. I'm looking for people that want to be part of our proven nationwide system. You know, back in 2011, guys, I did it wrong. I walked in and I said, hey, I'm an investor. I'm a real estate agent. Sell me your houses. And it wasn't going the way I wanted it. But I was stubborn enough to keep going, to understand why I wasn't having the success. I want you guys to use my network, my relationships. We have money, hard money nationwide if you want to buy them yourself. But I like to wholesale as well. So we'll talk about what life you want to build, right? You ever get your check after rehabbing a house and go, oh, that wasn't worth it? If you're in this business, you'll know that feeling, right? As long as the hedge funds want to keep overpaying, I'm going to keep selling to them. Don't fear failure. Just fear being in the same exact spot you are right now next year. Don't let another thing be like, man, that guy was that O'Ree. He told me all about what was happening. I always had a desire to find the best leads. And this was all born out of laziness. Mom's house was. In 2011, I was challenged with, for every deal we do via direct response marketing, let's go do one via relationships. And I was scared because I had a self-limiting belief that I couldn't do that because I hadn't done it. But I knew working with real estate agents and other wholesalers was going to be a fickle endeavor. So we started talking about the nuance or the stereotype of what our sellers look like. We had bought 66 houses in 2011, and I said, what is it about these houses that's similar? And we came up with a story that I tell today. Dad died 8 years ago. Mom's been doing the best she can. She just fell down. She's told by the doctor she cannot move back home. Now the adult children are scrambling. How many of you guys have bought a house like this? Come on. If you're in this business, that's what you're buying. You don't buy houses from 28-year-olds very often. But you buy a lot of houses from 82-year-olds. And you're dealing with that adult child, and you don't even know what's going on. And I've got tools to empower you, to empower daughter Judy, to make the decision to sell you guys the house. What I like about this business is the big returns for a small amount of effort. That's my wife and kids. It's weird to be at a Great Wolf's Lodge and them not be here with me. You know, we come to places like this a lot. I've got a life by design. I don't know if you guys know Sean McCloskey, but I'm part of his groups, and you guys all know Life and Aaron, all these things. You know, he teaches a mantra of build the life you want and then the business around that. And what we found is if you're honest with yourself on your vision, you probably have less than 25 hours a week to work. Right? Hearing those things, you know. Mine's about 10 hours a week is how much I want to work. And so this is the catalyst or the vehicle for that. That's why I have this flashpoint system, guys. You get to be the solution for the families. You get to be the solution for the communities. You can build a real estate business that you've always wanted that actually comes to you, so you can be in the home buying business and not necessarily in the marketing business. My senior transition specialist certification will teach you who to build meaningful relationships so you just don't guess. So you don't waste your valuable time. I'm going to teach you what to say to them, and I'm going to also teach you what not to say to them. Let me be clear. In my 3-day training, we spend a lot of time on what not to say to them. Remember that sentence I said at the beginning? There's a lot of nuances to this industry. The senior living world has gotten more politically correct in a lot of ways, and if you walk in talking, investors will put their foot in their mouth without even knowing what they're doing, thinking they have their best intentions. I'm going to show you when's the right time to contact these stakeholders, and I'm going to tell you right now, it's not by walking in the front door of their office. That is not where you find them. I'm going to show you how to build a real estate business that comes directly to you. I hope that's exciting, guys. In your local market, I want you to think about this right now. If you implement this resource and you start building these relationships, what's your average profit? And you're just rhetorical in your head. What's my blended average profit, right? Do you make $10,000, $15,000, $50,000? We teach a system called 20 is plenty. And what I mean by that is just 20 relationships in senior living, you can do 20 to 40 deals a year in your market. What would that mean to your business, guys, if you did 20 extra deals this year with no marketing budget? Here's Ryan. In his first month, he did 2 deals, both with placement agents. On his first deal, he made $40,000. On his second deal, he made $17,000. think it 56,000 was more than he expected, right, in that first month. It's because the timing is so good. Remember I said this was born out of laziness? I want to work with people that are ready to sell. And the quickest and fastest way to make profits is through relationships and partnerships. If you don't have the money to buy these houses or you want to wholesale into my buyer network nationwide, that's great. I want you to do that as well. I want you to be helping as many daughter Judys as possible. Let's go over it says five attributes here, but there's actually a cherry on top, a sweetener. This is what we talked about earlier. There's five attributes of a mom's house deal, and I want to go over with them with you guys what they are. Number one, the family needs to sell the house versus wants to sell it. Do you ever call someone cold calling and say, I'd like to buy your house, and they say, I'll sell my house for the right price? Right? There's not true motivation there. With this, the families are calling you in their need, saying, hey, I'm being told I need to sell the house. Can you come out and help me? About 9 times out of 10, they have 100% equity. Sometimes they have a small second or a reverse mortgage. A reverse mortgage is just like a regular mortgage, except for they don't even know what they bought. Have you guys noticed that? But 9 times out of 10, they own it outright. Very rarely are these houses retail ready. Mom's house might be clean, but I call it grandma clean. You know those houses? New hot water heater, new roof, but paneling in all the wrong places. Kitchen from the wrong decade. Because she was of a generation that if it wasn't broke, she didn't fix it. But she's also lived there so long that they bought the house in 68, they finished the lower level in the 70s with all the paneling. And she got her kitchen in 1991. But guys, that kitchen's already old again. Right? That's how long they've lived in these houses. They're very rarely retail ready, and they're always full of stuff. The fifth reason is the most important. Could you imagine if the mailman walked up to the front door with your direct mail campaign and said, don't call these 38 postcards, call this one. How cool that would be? That's the mailman. We're talking about people we're getting mom's end-of-life care from. That placement agent who understands mom's ADLs, that stands for activities of daily living, understands what level of care she needs. I'm not trained in those things. Even after 11 years, I associate with those people that know those things. When that person who's helping mom pick out her true forever home, probably the last place she'll ever live, when that person says, call Philip, that transfer of trust, guys, it's everything in this business. There's less competition in what I do. I'm usually competing with no one. It's usually against myself. Sometimes I'm competing with a real estate agent, and the real estate agent is asking them to do things that they don't want to do. Remember when I gave away the kit at the beginning? I asked you guys that a question for a reason about the front door. Well, I didn't tell you the other one. Front door and the landscaping up to $1,500. Those are the two things that you can do for the dollar you spend. You actually get more than a dollar in value. Everything else is less. If you put a $10,000 deck on your house, you got $6,900 back. If you put a $50,000 kitchen, we all think kitchen because it's the thing we use the most, it's the prettiest, it's about 57 cents on the dollar. Is that the best use of the family's time? To go out and spend dollars and get less than that, plus all the effort? You add those five reasons together, and you think, okay, Philip, I'm in, right? Okay, I'm in. The sixth reason, the cherry on top, these leads are free. When's the last time you heard that, right? Almost every lead we buy, you have to pay for it. You have to procure the list. You have to pick the yellow mail. You have to do lumpy mail, whatever the heck that is. You have to pick which day of the week you're going to send it out. You have to build the direct pay-per-click campaign. All these things to try to get your phone to ring, right? And if you do it the right way with these warmest referrals that are free leads where you're helping that person, what I'm going to teach you in my 3 days in my office is what's in it for them. If you position yourself the right way, you are now a tool for them to make more money with the clients they already have. Everyone cares about what's in it for them, right? Let's be honest here. If you listen to what I said today and you go back into your markets and you try this on your own, this picture will be you. I've spent the past decade perfecting this system. I'm an investor. I'm a realtor. It's not the way to do it, guys. Not if you want to be successful. I want to save you the embarrassment, and I truly don't want you to fail out of the gate. In 2011, I was constantly putting my foot in my mouth. People would pull me to the side and say, Phil, don't say facility. Say community. Why? Sounds better, right? You ever put your mom in a facility or a community? Stop making real estate so hard, guys. Your marketing budget can be zero, and you can be the only investor in your town doing these deals, and you can be proud of your business. I want to keep harping on that. Are you guys proud of your businesses right now? Are you building something that's sustainable? Guys, when the market changes, what I do gets even stronger. I'm not excited about the market changing, but when it does, I'm ready. I've been doing this for 22 years, so obviously, guys, I can't show you everything about this business in this hour. And so that's why we have this Flashpoint system today. It's going to show you exactly who to build these meaningful relationships with, so you just don't have to guess. I'm going to try to save you your valuable time. I'm going to show you exactly what to say to them and what not to say to them. I'm going to show you where they hang out and how to reach them one to many. Remember I said this was born out of laziness? One to many. This is not a 40-hour a week job where you have to go in and make appointments with each person and go in and build. It's not how this is done. It's not by walking in their front door. And I'm going to show you exactly how to build a sustainable real estate business where the leads come directly to you for a change. This Flashpoint system will show you how to separate yourself from the crowded, old-school investor marketing world. 10 years ago, we spent $20,000 a year on the Yellow Pages. We don't spend a dollar on the Yellow Pages anymore. Why? Things change, right? They exist online, to answer your question. They do. I mean, and actually, they do still exist if somebody reads them, right? Things change. So, guys, you're here in front of something, something new, something sustainable, something where the leads are free with high motivation, and you get to feel good about it. Can you see how this could be your go-to lead source? Is it clear to anyone here what that would be? How this could be that? How to stand out from the We Buy Ugly Houses types, right? How to drive your marketing budget to zero. How to help others while making a great living. If that resonates with you, this program is perfect for you. So here's what you get. The immediate video download. You guys could start watching the home study course today. But the real prize is coming out to my office in St. Louis. No, we don't do it via Zoom. Guys, we're in the hugs and kisses business, and I can't give you a hug via Zoom. I'm not going to teach you how to build relationships via Zoom, and I want you to come to St. Louis for 3 days. We just finished up on Wednesday. We drove straight here all day Thursday. We had 75 people in my office. We are growing every month. And it feels good to send those 75 people back out into the world to help these daughter Judys. We have a step-by-step system so you don't have to think about what you need to do next. I want to help you with your 20 is plenty. What does that mean exactly? That's the exact list that you're going to work. And your list is very different than his list, and your list is different. These are the people you're going to build relationships with in your local market. We help you build that. We have the call scripts so you keep your foot out of your mouth. And a credibility packet that you can use for not only your senior living deals, but all of your marketing efforts. Our competition guys sometimes walks in a house with their hoodie up and their iPad out, and they're taking pictures of the house. And then they say, I'll send you an email with the offer. You guys ever see that? What are they doing? The credibility packet will make you a better buyer for all your houses. Here it is, $997. That's what our system costs. Less than an iPhone, right? It's a one-time investment. There's no continuing fees. If you do even one deal with this, you know, what's your return going to be? Plus, you get the two tickets. Why do we do two? Business partners, husbands, wives. I really like it when I have my power couples in the audience, right? They're going to do this together. That's really exciting for me because I can see how both sides are needed to do this. Here's my promise to you. If you come out to my office and spend 3 days with us, if you don't feel like you got 10 times your money's worth, I'll give you your $997 back. We used to charge $15,000 for this 3-day program. I know the value that we have in it and the things that we teach you. We have tons of testimonials of how this has changed people's real estate businesses. Here's an insider secret. The senior living world needs your service. Their occupancy equals their profits. There's companies out there in the senior living world that are saying, We'll move somebody in 3 days quicker. They're bragging about 3 days quicker. We're talking about months and months quicker. Here's a little piece of advice. Out of the 11 different job titles I teach you about, only two you can have a money conversation with. The other nine, it's all about how you care. That's the proprietor of the senior living community and the finance director. The other nine, it's about how you're going to care for their clients. If you have a money conversation with a social worker, you're going to have a bad time. You don't have to pay for leads, right? This is a simple process when you have the training. I'm going to help you build your exact 20 is plenty. I'm going to show you exactly where they are, exactly what to say to them, and I'll teach you how to ask for the sale on your first interaction. Guys, you can keep the deals. You can wholesale to your local network. You can sell to us. But once you build it, it will repeat like an oil well. So it's very straightforward. When things get too complicated, people fail or give up. And this is a simple process with fast payouts, and it's perfect in today's economy, today's market, and it gets even better if things change for the worse. To build a list of daughter Judy's, you can't use Google. I'd be the first one to buy that list if I could. You can use Google to be part of our trusted nationwide network that has hundreds of leads coming in from a national level that we want to work with you guys on. And you can't use Google to be behind the curtain in this senior transition network. Here's what I know for certain. People always say, well, does this work in California? My market's different. Well, here's what I know. People will continue to age in your town. The adult children will want to give their loved ones the best possible care they can. And what we do is not a trendy marketing tactic, and it's not something that's going to be gone tomorrow. A couple of things to think about. I'm teaching you how to have no monthly marketing cost. What if your wife or husband got to quit their stressful job and do this with you? Right? What if you did one deal a month at 15 grand? There's a lot of CEOs out there that don't make 180 a year. Real estate's one of those businesses where, man, you can have a lot of free time and still make a great salary, a great living. Salary is not the right word. A great business. Power couples, right, to build this together. This is a great business for good people. And if you're not, I want you to kick yourself out before you even get started, right? Please do. Because the industry is going to do it anyway, right? They're going to see through you. The leopard can't change his spots for too long, right? So if it's not, you know, how would you guys like to be part of something like this, right? A sustainable business in any economy, something to be proud of for your family, making real estate deals both constantly and consistently come to you versus you chasing them. How much time are you spending on your marketing side versus the actual house buying side to drive your business down to a zero marketing budget and really to give you certainty in an uncertain world? When I lay on the pillow at night, I'm not thinking about my next ad spend. I'm past that now, and it feels great. If this only gave you back half the time you spent on marketing, you know, what would its value be? If you had an ongoing marketing budget of zero, how much money did you save this year? Each person will have a different answer there, right? But if you're in this business, you're spending money on marketing some way. Imagine your life when the deals chase you, when you get to feel significant for helping those families, when you take back control of your life so you're actually in the home buying business. So get started immediately, guys. Get the course. You can do the home study training right now. You can watch it tonight if you wanted. We'll show you exactly who to target, how to find them, what to say. Then come out to St. Louis to live train. The next one, if you guys want to write this down, is December 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. That's December 1, 2, 3. It's a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And I know on the checkout there's also January 10th, 11th, and 12th. But we do them once a month because we're growing so fast that we have to bring people through this. I won't be in the education business in a few years. Let me be clear about that. We're in the leads business, and I won't be in the education business very long. I only backed into this because I have to care about who's in my program, and I want to train you guys the right way to keep your foot out of your mouth. The people that go through my training get it. You can talk to anybody that's been through it, and they'll tell you about what we're doing is different. This is a different thing. Come to the live training. Make meaningful relationships with the right people and buy houses over and over again. It's only $997. You get the two tickets to my office to come out to St. Louis. December 1, 2, 3, January 10th, 11th, and 12th. If you can't make either one of those dates, we have other dates, but we want to get you guys to come out. December is actually getting close to selling out already, so I didn't realize we'd have that problem. I can hold about 105 people in my office. And so I think we're already at like 50 sold. We're about halfway there, but we're also a month away. So we sell a lot in the month, the days leading up to the event. If you guys are like me, I ask a lot of questions for me to learn. So I would have questions like this. Hey, Phil, what about this? How much time is this going to take? Right? With anything like this, that's the first thing I'd want to know. It's about 3 to 5 hours a week at the beginning. Do you have to have credit to do this? No, you do not. Why isn't anyone else doing this? It's a great question. We're getting to something first. The realtors are our competition, but we are a better solution for the industry, Daughter Judy. I'm not a people person. That's a problem. You probably shouldn't join. If you are a crockpot type personality, though, I used to try to convince them to be more vase-like, and I don't do that anymore. But if you are a crockpot, you know you care about real estate, but you're never going to make these relationships, I can help you hire that person in your market to go out and build these relationships. Can I wholesale these? Yes. Can I keep them as rentals? Yes. Will people stop going into long-term care soon? Absolutely not. Do I have to have prior real estate experience? The answer is absolutely not. Get the message the right way the first time. Please don't think you're going to walk in and just wing it in the senior living world. By copy and paste scripts, I want you to use to, that way you know exactly how to reach that person. It's about them getting to know, like, and trust you. When you get involved, I'll give you the credibility packet that's going to go a long way to building trust. So the fast action bonus right now, and this is for the first 5.5 people that sign up. You get to have a 30-minute one-on-one with me. What I want you to do is watch the home study first, and then get on my Calendly with me, and we'll talk about what you learned. I think it's the best use of our time. So for the first 5.5 sign-ups, I'll give you guys that one-on-one with me. I want to reward those for taking action right now. So if anybody wants to head to the back and get in front, that's great. Bonus number 2 is the icebreaker scripts that you can use in your business. Word for word, what to say includes what not to say, my credibility packet. So the overall value is over $12,000. I want you guys to know something. If you love people and you love real estate and you want the leads to come directly to you, if you want to contribute to your community and get fulfillment like no other way in real estate, this is the opportunity for you guys. So I'll see you guys in the back. I don't know if you guys have any questions. I'll be happy to answer any questions. We have some people in the back that can help you out, though, and I look forward to seeing you guys in St. Louis. Thank you.